How acquainted are you with the final destination of the road you're traveling? In my novel Edge of Eternity, Nick Seagrave, who wakes up in another world, chooses many wrong paths before he finally joins with others to follow the Red Road. It leads him to a great chasm. After he's carried over it by the mysterious chasm crosser, the road resumes on the other side. Occasionally, Nick catches sight of his destination. I turned in the darkness and beheld Caris, the glowing city of light. The joy of that place was like a volcanic explosion, spectacular and thrilling, never subsiding. I could feel it from here. I see my home. I laughed aloud. All my life I'd been going out, a wanderer without a home. Now I was coming in, a traveler headed home. I considered the joyous irony. The places I'd always been were never my home. And my true home was a place I'd never been. Have you ever thought about that? The Bible teaches that for Christians our home is where Christ is, in heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. Our home is a place we've never been. When we arrive there, heaven will immediately feel like home because we'll instinctively connect it to all we longed for and occasionally caught magical glimpses of while on earth. But in heaven, we won't just look back. We'll look forward to and anticipate all that's ahead of us there. The longer we're in heaven, the more memories we'll make and the more our home will be home. It won't lose its hominess. It will always gain more. When the Bible tells us heaven is our home, what meaning should we attach to the word? I can visit somewhere and say, "This feels like home." I'm saying it reminds me of home and has some of the qualities of home. But what are those qualities? Familiarity is one, a fond familiarity. I was raised in a non-Christian home, but I have countless pleasurable memories from childhood. When I ride my bike through my old neighborhood, only a few miles away, that fond familiarity comes over me like a wave. The hills, the houses, the fences and fields, the schoolyard where I played football and shot hoops. I find myself gazing at the house I grew up in. Every room in that house, every inch of that property reverberates with memories of my father, mother, brother, and friends, as well as dogs and cats and frogs and lizards. When I go to my childhood home, I step back into a place inseparable from who I was and am, inseparable from my family and friends. That's a central quality of home. It's a place with loved ones. The homeness of the house I live in now is inseparable from my wife, Nancy, and my daughters, Angela and Karina. Memories of extended family and friends who've stayed with us also contribute to the homeness of this place. Everything here speaks of time spent with one another, playing together, talking together, eating together, reading together, crying together, praying together, charting the course of our lives together. Home is where you're with the ones you love. The best part of heaven is that we'll be with our bridegroom, Jesus. Second best, we'll be with our family and friends who know God. That's why when Christian loved ones die, God tells us not to grieve like those who have no hope, but to comfort and encourage each other by anticipating the ultimate family reunion. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. That's why heaven should mean more to us every time a friend moves there. In heaven, we'll be at home with our Christian ancestors and eventually our descendants. Home is a place where you fit right in. It's the place you were made for. Most houses we live in on earth weren't really made just for us, but heaven is.